This is Fear the Boot, bonus episode 1. Here today we have Dan.
Hello.
And Adam.
Hi.
And me, Chad, as the host.
Whoa, we're mixing it up a little bit
for
this
right.
bonus episode.
It's going to be crazy here today.
Part of the bonus is you get more Chad.
That's right. For all you
as
Chad
if there wasn't
fans.
Enough Chad.
I see my wife right now shaking her head, and it's like, I told you guys not to put him on. But anyway... what we want to do today is we kind of want to do an off-topic thing. We want to talk about like the creative aspect of putting this podcast together. We're not really going to be talking about role-playing games. This isn't going to be a full-length show. We're shooting for 15, 20 minutes-ish. So I guess we better jump right on into it.
Right, and hopefully we'll be doing more of these bonus episodes in the future, all of them, just 15, 20 minutes mm-hmm. on something off-topic that somebody's written to us expressing interest in. And we did get... I don't remember the gentleman's name. We did get a mail from someone. I want to say it was a guy named James asking, how do we make these
right.
shows?
Yeah, some right. advice. Oh, yeah, and he was asking, like, because he was thinking about putting together one. He wants some advice.
Right.
Well, let's start it out from the beginning. Dan, you were kind of the host of this show. You gathered
kind
together.
Kind of the host
kind
of,
yeah, you are the host of this show. Where did this idea come from?
You know, actually, it came from something. This all started really off topic. There's a friend of ours who's not on this podcast whose dad owns his own company. Mm-hmm. And he decided that to build sort of secondary fame in his area of expertise, he wanted to try his whole podcasting thing out. But he knows his business very well, but he's not very technically savvy. Mm-hmm. So he had me come down and help him get set up making this podcast. So I hit all the books and all the websites, Podcast Pickle,
and
Podcast
you weren't
Out.
Too, you weren't too keen on the idea of a... doing a podcast. It wasn't something that interested
right.
you.
Right, yeah. Up until this point, I never really thought about it. But yeah, I can't say it's something that was high on my list. But I am computer savvy.
Right.
My day job is programming. And so I did the research for him, went down there, got him set up. And I won't bore you with the details of his podcast, but what was interesting is I had like an enormous amount of fun doing it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I mean, I thought it'd be entertaining, but I was just like, wow, I had a really good time. And this was not a subject that even interested me.
Right.
It's just I had such a great time doing it. So I went home and thought, you know, I got a bunch of friends. We've got colorful personalities and pretty good
colorful.
Speech.
Colorful. That's a wonderful word to describe them.
The color is mostly black.
Insane.
But we, you know, I said, we've got the creative talent here. What's a subject that we know a fair amount about that we could make a compelling podcast on, just because I enjoy doing this so much.
Yeah.
And the one topic that came to mind, we went through a couple, but the big one where we seem to have the most opinions and insight was role-playing games. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's starting a podcast, that's something I would warn you about, is if you're going to make a podcast that's released on a regular basis, weekly, monthly, this may go on for a long time. Be sure it's a subject you love, and be sure
right.
it's a subject you know a lot about.
Yeah, you can get a lot of topics from. Okay, and like kind of the behind the scenes aspect of it here is like right now we have three people and we're sitting in sort of a semicircle in Dan's house. We have some mics set up.
The studio.
This is the studio, as I said it in one of our episodes. And we're not going to get into the technical aspect of the condensers, the microphones, and all that. We're going to save that for a different one when we have a little bit more prep time to do it. But we're going to look at like the actual creative aspect of it, of making this cast.
Right.
The first night we got together, it was you, Dan, myself, and Kevin.
Right.
And we took your huge, outrageously large whiteboard, which we refer to as the big board, and we just started brainstorming ideas about role-playing games and topics we can talk about. And it's still up right now. And there's like over 37, probably about 40 or so topics we have listed on there.
Right, and there's some details on some of those topics.
Yep. And from there, we kind of lined out what shows we want to do and stuff, not too far into the future. And then each week, I got to say, Dan does most of the backbreaking work and shelled out all of the money for this, and which is also why he's the host, and he's got that radio voice, too.
Programming is boring, but it pays well.
True enough. One of the things Dan does that really helps us out is that he puts together a sort of show notes for us. We aren't scripted, thank God. We'd never be able to follow it. But Dan likes to keep us organized. He comes out with topics, and he kind of puts suggested running time for each topic, and then he puts bullet points under that of different things like, you know, like what we should talk about. In fact, Dan, you know, it might be a good idea is to take, like, episode 5 that I'm holding in my hand here and put it up in the resource section just so people know what we're talking
about. If anyone's interested, yeah, let us know, and we can put that up there. But I think what you're hitting on right now is a really important topic about the creative development of a podcast is if you walk into this completely unscripted, you have no outline, no ideas written down, you're going to find that behind the mic, no matter how vibrant you are sitting around in the living room, eating Doritos and having your games, you may be the funniest guys on the face of the earth, easy talk. But when you get behind these mics, you feel different. Mm-hmm. And you're going to lock up. You're going to talk in circles. You're going to hem and haw and not know what to say. So
that's awful.
I'm out of topics. You got anything?
I got nothing.
And
how do you feel about that? I don't
feel anything really.
Yeah. I'm good.
But on the flip side, you can't come in so scripted.
Oh yeah.
Because if you're making a podcast, ideally you're doing it because you or your friends have really compelling, interesting personalities. And if you walk into this so super scripted down to the last, thing you're going to say, you've just made your show confined and boring.
And something that I do as not being a host, I know what the title is. What are we, Adam? Co-hosts or associates or commandos? I don't know. Mike ninjas.
We're the talent pool.
That's right.
Mike ninjas.
I'm gonna have to Google that one. You know, there's a hip hop group or
I'd listen to them. Mike ninjas.
There needs to be
DJ Mike Ninja.
Are you going? I'm gonna Google that.
Well, what I do is I come in and Dan emails us the show notes and we banter back and forth and we talk about them over email over the course of the week. When I get the final show note when I come in, I read through it top to bottom, and then I put it aside and I make sure I don't look at it at all through the show. And I let Dan kind of guide us the topics and guide the conversation.
You have to put it aside because you start talking about it and the mic isn't recording, and then you've exhausted everything you want to say on it, and then the rest of us don't want to listen to it again.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about it. Well, and you know what? That brings up and segues into another topic here. Like, when we just don't turn on the mics and let it roll for, like, 45 minutes, we just don't do the first take, go home, and that's, we call it a day. We kind of come into this with the attitude of, and I really hope we're successful with this, is that we don't want to produce a bad product. Yeah, we don't want to produce crap. So what we do is we'll record a show, and if we get through all of it, and we said, that sounded okay, we'll listen to it. And there's been shows where we've listened to the whole thing. We've gotten halfway through, and we're like, this is really boring. It's not funny.
Yeah, that was a long day.
Because it sucks because you do 45 minutes worth of show, and then you listen to it for 45 minutes, and then at the end of it,
and then an hour and a half is gone.
No one wants to go back and say, well, let's re-record this. But then we're like, we don't want to put out bad product. We don't want to embarrass ourselves.
There's a lot of rhythm you have to get down in a podcast that you can't get out of a book.
A lot of flow.
Being funny yet being informative, having multiple people talking without having so much crosstalk that you can't get anything out of it. And, as I've said a couple times on the podcast and probably several more times on the website, it takes about your first five episodes to get that flow down. And if you're really being honest with yourself, you're going to throw out a lot of the first episodes. Episode 2, Chad and I spent, because that was originally just Chad and I on that episode, and we recorded that thing like all afternoon, into the evening, over and over and over.
Sun went down. We started at noon. Sun went down, and we were just
And this was like a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
And finally, we just couldn't get it. So we went over and were visiting John and Adam. Mm-hmm. Said, hey, you guys want to come back and help us try this again?
Yeah.
We came back and
we trashed the whole thing, giving up for our Saturday was just gone.
And we were here until like 2 in the morning that night. That was awesome.
We were like, because we didn't think that John or Adam would be interested in it. I don't want to get into that whole argument.
You think that I hate this podcast thing.
I was wrong. I'm sorry. But anyway, we were like, hey, do you guys want to come and help us out? God, it can't be any worse of this terribleness we just produced. And we came back, and we actually were able to loosen up and get out a pretty good cast. And when it was like our first broadcast, too, if you listen to it, very loose, a lot of comedy, no real point. That was something else we learned. But we had recorded 3, maybe 4 broadcasts before that, and we threw all of them out because all of them were so dull.
And let's talk about that. Some of the things we learned, the presence of the outline.
Yes.
If episode 1, if you go back and listen to it, had no structure.
None.
We weren't sure where we were going with it. And because of that, it was too uninformative. And it was also very brief. It was like an 18-minute show. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we learned is to bring in a loose outline to tell us what it is, the points we want to talk about in the show.
Well, episode 2 and 3 didn't have the paper in front of us.
I did have it, though. I hadn't passed them out.
Well,
like I
think
before.
Episode 4, we did the paper in front of us.
Right. Yeah.
And then I think episode 3, we did too much of, this is what we want to do, and then we'd go right to the next topic on the page, and there'd be a distinct break.
Yeah.
Episode 4, we definitely started more with a flow through the topics.
Right.
Better transitions.
Right. Some of the other things we learned is gamers are opinionated.
Yes. The Shadowrun controversy.
Yeah, the Shadowrun controversy. But, and unfortunately...
Like Chad.
And unfortunately, most of those opinions are negative.
Yeah.
But when you get on the mics, you got to remember you're doing this for the people that listen.
Right.
So don't get on there and be so hyper about your own opinions that you just annoy the people who are listening to you. Like, man, what is these guys' problem?
It's a balancing act. I mean, and this is when we got all the feedback. And like I said, in the show, we got feedback from emails, from comments, from people we know who listen to it, who got back with us in person and were like, hey, dude, is that you... You have opinions, and you don't want to sell out your opinions. You know, like, I don't like Shadowrun. I still don't like Shadowrun, and I'm not going to like Shadowrun.
Mail. That's Chad at feartheboot.com.
I'm not going to change my opinion just because people, differ with me. But on my end, I think that I could have gone further, and I should have explained why I don't like it and give solid reasons and stuff. And then that opens it up to
And then
debate.
Something we learned from that is that Dan... felt that he should have said, well, you know, I like it.
Right, and give a sort of opposite
which
view.
Which is why we ended up coming
that.
Back to it in episode 5.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing that we learned, too, kind of going on a different track here, was that, we didn't want to do the I say A, B, C, D, I stop. Dan says E, F. G-H, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I say lots of good things that get cut, and then people take my lines, and then it sounds like I never speak.
Well, see, you're the victim of what we had to learn is we had to tell people, you have to be rude. We were too polite.
Yeah, honestly, and that's as counterintuitive as that sounds. Yeah. At first,
like, Dan just had to cut in on me to say what he said, and I saw him about to speak, so I had to stop, and then... I just now to say this had to cut in on him and be rude.
Right. And one of the problems we had was, like Chad was saying, if you just do a pass the pillow sort of speech, it gets very dry and very boring.
Turns into a lecture.
Yeah. And it's so robotic. It is so unnatural. It is so unlike how people normally talk that it quickly gets very boring to listen to.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm afflicted with manners.
Well, yes. And that's why you get cut off.
Yeah, it is.
And there is...
Jerks.
Well, there is
a
reverse extreme.
A novel is written.
A chicken is a bird.
There is a reverse extreme where you can have so much crosstalk and so much people cutting over each other. And I think... I even commented about this in the thoughts from one of our shows. I want to say it was episode 3, but I don't remember. That you can have so much crosstalk that the show is difficult to listen to.
Right.
And so there's a lot of this art of making a podcast you just can't get out of a book. I just got to let you know, you need to sit down behind a mic with your friends, try it, play it back, and be hard on yourself. Be honest. If it sucked, it sucked. Don't quit, but figure out why it sucked. Erase it and start over. Don't.
Throughout the week, I mean, we do the podcast, and I listen to it while we're doing it, of course.
Yeah.
And then we play it back, and I listen to it again. And then a couple days from now, I will listen to it again, fresh, just to get a new view on it.
Right, and bring that to the next one. So from a creative standpoint, that's something we've really got to push, is just that sense of balance and experience.
Yeah. Well, that was our first bonus episode.
Yay.
If you liked it, send us an email, some comments, something like that. We'll do more.
And so. I think for our next bonus episodes, we're... going to ban cell phones.
Sorry. Sorry.
Can I have a cookie?
It won't go off.
On a normal episode, we clean those up, but it's a bonus episode, so that's what you get.
Yeah, you're stuck with it.
Sorry. This is the professional quality you get. But for the next episodes, I think we want to talk about two things. One is going to be the technical aspect of making a podcast.
Thank you for the cookie, Carla.
The second is going to be part of the marketing aspect, how we get the show published, yeah, the site we use, how we get word out there. So,
grassroots. All right. Well, hey, that's about it. Thanks a lot.